This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 15 for Friday, August 11th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Friday morning with similar sentiment to incomparable oils. Chicago soybean is lower, Malaysian palm oil is higher, and European rapeseed is mostly lower to start the day. Crude oil is also higher. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly World Agricultural Supply-Demand estimates later today. Rain is expected for parts of all three prairie provinces on Friday. The November canola contract is up 40 cents per ton at $773.60. In the U.S., corn is steady, soybeans are down, and wheat is mostly lower prior to the release of the USDA report at 11 a.m. Central Time. The trade is estimating the yield for new crop U.S. corn at 175.5 bushels per acre, resulting in 15.135 billion bushels of production, and ending stocks at 2.168 billion. World ending stocks for new crop corn are projected to be 313.83 million tons. Both ending stock figures resemble declines from the USDA's previous estimates. CONAB raised Brazil's old crop corn production forecast by 2.19 million tons to 129.96 million. Argentina's corn crop is now 80% harvested and expected to produce 34 million tons. China left its old crop corn production estimate at 282 million tons despite flooding. The September corn contract is unchanged at $4.83 US per bushel. The average trade guesses for new crop U.S. soybeans are all tightened from the previous estimate, a yield of 51.3 bushels per acre, 4.246 billion bushels of production, and 267 million bushels in ending stocks. Global ending stocks for new crop are forecast for 120.04 million tons. CONAB raised its soybean production estimate for Brazil by 37 million tons to 154.6 million. The Rosario Grain Exchange expects Argentina to produce 48 million tons for new crop. China left its new crop production estimate at 21.46 million tons. The September soybean contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.41. The November contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.12. The USDA is estimating 1.739 billion bushels of new crop wheat, with loosened ending stocks of 598 million. Global ending stocks of new crop corn is pegged at 265.92 million tons. Argentina has completed seeding 14.8 million acres of wheat. The U.S. prevented a 30,000-ton wheat shipment from Poland from unloading in Houston due to contamination with corn. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.35. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.63. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $8.17 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.